USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a shooting at a high school Monday morning in St. Louis, Missouri. The incident happened at Central VPA High School Monday morning. The work week is starting off with gas prices basically unchanged from over the weekend. AAA putting the nationwide average at $3.79 a gallon. That's down nearly a dime from a week ago. Ethan Crumbly, the teenager accused of fatally shooting four students and injuring seven others at a high school in Michigan last year, is pleading guilty to all 24 charges, including terrorism and first-degree murder. Prosecutor Mark Keast reads through the charges to a full courtroom in Pontiac, which included families of the victims.
Is it true, on November the 30th, 2021, while you were in Oxford, County of Oakland, you did deliberately, with the intent to kill and with premeditation, use a 9mm handgun and shoot and kill Mr. Tate Meyer?
Yes.
Harvey Weinstein's Los Angeles sexual assault trial is starting Monday. Weinstein is facing sex-related charges involving five women. The former movie producer is already serving a more than two-decade prison sentence for similar sex crimes against women in New York. Estimated insured losses from Hurricane Ian are nearing $7 billion in Florida. The state's Office of Insurance Regulation saying as of Friday, the number of claims is over 569,000. Meanwhile, Governor Ron DeSantis says over the weekend that $5 million is available through the Florida Housing Cooperation for those in need. A majority of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That's according to a new report out by Lending Club. The financial services company found 63% of Americans struggle to keep up with the pace of inflation, including 49% of six-figure earners. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, in an interview this weekend, said Republicans want to do nothing but complain and blame President Biden for inflation. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan responds to Sanders' comments on Fox News.
And to Bernie Sanders, by the way, we have record inflation because Democrats spent like crazy. They pay people not to work and they drove up the cost of energy. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what the solution is. Quit spending like crazy, have welfare reform, work requirements, and actually have a common sense energy policy.
President Joe Biden said recently noted inflation has slowed over the past few months after peaking earlier in the summer. A former wrestler turned actor is finally able to cross something off his bucket list. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, has been trying for years to play the DC Comics supervillain turned anti-hero, Black Adam, in a movie for years.
These powers are not a gift, but a curse. Born out of rage.
Black Adam had a $67 million opening weekend as of Sunday morning, making it the best domestic opening for any Dwayne Johnson leading movie. It is rated PG-13.
Week 7 of the NFL season wraps up with the New England Patriots hosting the Chicago Bears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.